Bava Metzia, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud. This Mishnah deals with a different type of onah, and that is to say, emotional pain that is caused through verbal abuse. That is also a form of onah, of causing pain. There's financial pain that's caused by overcharging, and there's emotional pain that's caused by words. As the Mishnah says, Kishem she'onah b'mekach u'memkar, just as there is onah in mekach u'memkar, in business, kach onah b'dvarim. So also there is a form of onah utilizing words. For example, and the first example is going to be a business-related emotional pain. Lo yomar lo b'kama chevet zeh. You don't walk into a store and pick up an item and say to the store owner, how much does this item cost? V'hu eina rotzalikach. And you don't want to purchase it. You have no interest in purchasing it. You just maybe want to go and purchase it somewhere else. That's causing pain to him because he has to respond. He has to get interested, and then he loses the customer. Now, if you change your mind, that's something else. But if you initially knew you weren't going to purchase it, you're not supposed to come into a store and ask the person who owns the store, how much is this worth, or how much is this for sale for? Im haya bal teshuva. This is a more common example. Im haya bal teshuva, if the person is somebody who has been about teshuva, lo yomar lo, you should not say to him, zechor ma'asecha rishonim, remember what you used to be like, your old actions. You can't say that to him, it's causing emotional pain. Im hu ben gerim, if he's the son of converts, lo yomar lo, you should not say to him, zechor ma'asei avosecha, remember the actions of your fathers. Let's say that they were idolaters, etc. Shenemar, because it says in the Pasuk, and here, in addition to the lav that one has for onas devarim, which is the Pasuk of losono isha samiso, there's also an additional lav of vigir losona, that you're not supposed to cause pain to a convert, losochatsen, you shouldn't oppress him. The Gemara also tells us that onas devarim is greater and more severe than the onah of mammon, of money. One of the reasons is because you can return the money, but you can't return the pain that was caused. Onas mammon only affects your pocketbook. And onas dvarim, of course, affects your emotions and yourself. And therefore, it's more severe.